Last time, the weekend founder, the AI co-founder that called the idea brilliant, and the one voice missing, a credible no. We said the machine is built never to give it. So tonight, the uncomfortable fix. What if you went and got that no yourself, on purpose, brutally, before you wrote a single line of code? Here's what changed under our feet. AI made buildings so cheap that buildings stopped being proof of anything. A working prototype used to mean a team believed in it for a year. Now it means someone had a free weekend. And that's a trap. When the prototype costs nothing, you build before you check whether anyone wants it, and then you defend the thing you already built. The discipline we need isn't more building, it's the willingness to kill the idea first. Remember the number. The top reason startups die isn't running out of money, it's building something nobody needed. 42%. Building was never the test. About 80% of businesses survive year one, but only half reach year five, and most of that attrition is products meeting a market that just shrugs. The hard part was always demand, and demand is the one thing a prototype cannot prove. Now watch what cheap building does, and what it does not do. It doesn't make projects fail more often. Software has failed at a brutal clip for decades. The Standish Group still calls roughly one in five projects an outright write-off. And AI fares even worse. Rand finds more than 80% of AI projects fail, about double the rate of ordinary IT. But the rate was never the story. The denominator is. When a build costs a free weekend instead of a funded year, we start far more doomed things. The same grim failure rate, times a vastly bigger pile, is a much taller mountain of sunk cost. US firms already waste tens of billions a year on software nobody wanted. Cheap building just pours more onto the heap. And notice, this isn't really an AI problem, it's a venture problem. It just bites hardest wherever AI has made starting nearly free. So flip the order. Before you build, test the water, cheaply. A landing page that asks for the sale. A pre-order before the product exists. 10 real conversations with the people who'd actually pay. This is the boring core of lean validation, and it aims straight at that 42%. It's cheap to test an idea, and ruinously expensive to be wrong about one. A prototype proves you can build it. A pre-sale proves someone wants it. Only one of those is scarce. Then go further. Invite the pain. Run a pre-mortem, assume it's 18 months later and the thing failed spectacularly, and write down exactly why. Imagining the failure as already real makes you far better at naming its causes. Then, take the idea to the harshest critic you can find and ask them to destroy it. Not soften it, destroy it. Because if it can't survive an hour of brutal, adversarial criticism, it will not survive a year in a market that owes you nothing. And here's the turn. Adversarial, brutal criticism isn't cruelty. In this new world, it's the cheapest, fastest stress test you will ever get, and it's the exact thing your AI co-founder is built never to give you. So manufacture it. Stop asking the machine, "Is this brilliant?" and start ordering it. Steelman the case against this. Who already does it better? Who actually wants it? Why is it dead? Cost awareness, lean tests, a default of pessimism. That isn't timidity. When building is free, the only scarce discipline left is the courage to kill your own idea before the market spends a year doing it for you. Back to the weekend founder. Same Friday, same AI, same free weekend. But this time, the first prompt isn't build me this, it's tear this apart. Tell me why it fails and who's already done it. Maybe the idea survives, sharper. Maybe it dies in an afternoon and saves a year. The net we were missing wasn't only out in the world. Some of it is the no you were too hopeful to ask for,